Hello, I'm Seth Wharton. Welcome to Puerto Rico Talks to Town and Country, a five-part podcast series that brings the talents and tastemakers of Puerto Rico to you. In this first installment on nightlife in San Juan, we're speaking with Shimmy, a well-known event producer and owner of Brava, a popular club in the San Juan neighborhood of Isla Verde at the El San Juan Hotel. Hello, Shimmy. Where are we speaking to you today?
Today I'm at home. Thanks for having me, Seth. Kind of kicking back. Today's another holiday in Puerto Rico. We have double the holidays in Puerto Rico than the U.S. since we celebrate the U.S. holidays and the Puerto Rican holidays.
Sounds nice. You know, people go to Puerto Rico for the outdoors, sunshine, and ease. But what about the nightlife? What makes Puerto Rican nightlife exciting?
People really know how to party here. In other parts of the world where people live to work, here in Puerto Rico, people work to live. They separate work from pleasure really easily. So right after work, you know, the excitement begins. People are ready to drink, hang out, and dance. Dance is a big part of the life here in Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell us about that. Tell us about the dance culture in Puerto Rico.
Dance is a big part of the life of Puerto Ricans. You can see it at any party, any event, and there's basically three types of dance that people do here in Puerto Rico, which is merengue, salsa, and reggaeton. And they all have to do with movements of the hips, and, you know, here in this island, in the Latin culture, women are women and men are men, and you can see the way people dance together, how it really comes about and shows in the sexiness of each and every dance.
Is this what you would expect to find or do in the weekend in Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah. Wherever there's drinking, there's a little bit of dancing. Even if you go to we have Irish pubs here, too. Even if you go to any restaurant or pub, you'll see them dancing eventually, if not from the beginning.
So tell us about the typical weekend in Puerto Rico.
Okay, so we can start here pretty much on Thursday, sometimes Wednesday, but Thursday. And Thursday, I do the whole old San Juan scene with its cobblestone streets and Spanish architecture from the 17th and 18th centuries. There are forts that surround the whole city, and set in the fort is Fortaleza, and that's where the governor lives of Puerto Rico. And then down his street, there's a bunch of exciting restaurants like Dragonfly, which is like Asian Latin, Fratelli, which is Italian, and Tantra, which is a fusion of Indian Latin. In Puerto Rico, most of the restaurants are fusion restaurants combined with Latin. It's actually a very exciting time for restaurants in Puerto Rico. The food is very inventive, delicious, flavorful, and looks good. I would spend Thursday down there and bar hop the street right after dinner.
Oh, that's exciting. What about Friday?
Friday, I'd probably come back and start doing the whole hotel scene. Most of the hotels are located in Condado and Isla Verde. I would start in Condado Friday night, go to a hotel called the Condado Plaza, eat in the Strip House perhaps, or any of the other restaurants there. And then after that, do the lobby scene. There's a great new lobby lounge called Eternal, which is this feel like when a Miami hotel meets a New York type of lounge, you get that type of feel in Eternal Lounge. On a Saturday, I'd probably do the El San Juan Hotel, which has been around since the 50s. It has that whole James Bond type of look. The lobby is happening. On any given Saturday, there's 1,000 people hanging out in the lobby, a bunch of great restaurants. I would hit Coco's or Jamato.
So what about your club? And what about Brava?
Brava is located in the Hotel San Juan, which is a really hip, happening hotel. And I'd do that whole hotel, hit the lobby first, and then you definitely have to end up in my club right after midnight, and we'll go on till 6 in the morning there.
That's quite a party.
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of music would we expect to find in a place like Brava?
In Brava, we play pretty much what the clubs are playing around the world. We'll do a little bit of hip-hop, a lot of club and dance. We have two floors, so upstairs there's one ambiance of a lot of house and club music, and then downstairs a little bit more in mainstream with hip-hop and reggaeton and dance music as well, and some salsa merengue even.
So what exactly is reggaeton?
Reggaeton music has a bass beat of reggae, and that's kind of the foundation of the music, but it's with a Latin twist that's more danceable, a little bit faster, with hip-hop lyrics above it. In Spanish, it comes with its own dance, so it's very, very sexy.
What about a more traditional Puerto Rican experience, though?
If I would do something more authentic, I would do something rustic where kind of dress down, sweat a little bit, and hit some of these bars and dance spots in Old San Juan, like Rumba, or even something more upscale, like the Chico Bar in the El San Juan Hotel. They have great salsa and merengue there.
So what's the difference between salsa and merengue?
The big difference between salsa and merengue are the way you dance. So one follows a 1-2 beat, and then the other one's like a 1-2-3-4 beat. Salsa is a little bit more complicated, but a lot more fun to watch and more exciting to see.
That's fascinating. So thanks for joining us today, Shimmy.
Thank you. And anybody that wants to see me or get a feel of Puerto Rico, I'll be in Brava in the Hotel San Juan.
Join us next week when we explore surfing and water sports with Carlos Cabrera, the president of the Puerto Rican Surfing Association. It's all part of the Year of Puerto Rican Culture, a celebration of Puerto Rico's music, dance, gastronomy, and literature.